בוי מיני ריש לוקיש מרב יוחנן. חיתם שזורן בקרקה, the person was זיירייה חיתם בקרקה, so we have to say he was, Avni Nezer says that you have to say that he put it, he didn't cover it with karka, because then the stamazai be a shayla, he's met mazes offer, so it's a shayla of tiltul mukze, or it could be there's a shayla of chayrish also. So zoran be karka means he put it over the karka. So we see that that also falls into the category of zriya. Eschitem she zoran be karka, he had put them in the karke, on the karke, before Shabbos, with an intent that they should become nizra, they should become nishrash. Ubeyim shetachas tarnegoylis, or beyim will put tachas tarnegoylis that they should become afreichim. And now, in the middle of Shabbos, he decides he wants to be malakit the zroim, he wants to take the beyim. So is this mukze? Mau. Kilas lay l'Rav Shimon mukze heiched alay dachye biyodayim. He did not do a pu'ula to show that he doesn't want it. But heiched dachye biyodayim is lay mukze. But if he did a pu'ula zoran bekarke, or he nichan tachas tarnegoles, so Memela, so we see, from his actions, we see that he's not interested in using these chafetzim in Shabbos. So Memela, Phil, according to Rab Shimon, it'll be mukze. Oidil meloishna. No, this also won't be mukze, even though it was dachye biyadai. Amaloi ein mukze la Rab Shimon elo shemen shebener bisho shehu doilek. The only mukze Rab Shimon holds is the shemen that's in the ner bisho shehu doilek. So bishas, the ner is burning, so that shemen is mukze, even though it was metaftif from the ner. But since the ner is doilek, so the shemen Bishas hadloke is osir, afilu, it is not in the ner now, it tripped out in a different keli. And what is the difference between shemen shebener in these cases? Hoyel vehuktsele mitzvosai, vehuktsele isurai. So the Gemara held because here there's a double haktsah. There's huktsele mitzvosai, he had no intentions of using it because it was makze le mitzvahs ner Shabbos, and vehukze le isurai, and it was makze midaitoi to use the shemen because it's an iser to be mistapik from the shemen. So when there's a double hakto, then Rab Shimon holds that yesh mukze. But like this, he doesn't hold of mukze. Let us see Rashi. Shezoron bekarko, he had planted these roim in karko, va'adayin loy hishrishu. And they didn't become nishchash yet, they didn't get any roots, because if they got roots and it's zicharosa, besides this amutze, it's a shail of toilish. Mahu lilkait velechel. Now he wants to eat these roim. Ein mukze l'Rab Shimon bedovo horoi, you don't have anything, that ve'etzem is roi l'achila, Elo b'shemen shebener b'shor shehu doilek k'desanye la'el. Like we learned in the Baraisa before, that Rab Shimon holds shemen shebener. That's what said in the Baraisa. Rab Shimon ha'imer chutz min ha'ner ha'doilek b'shabes. I don't know why Rashi had to bring the Baraisa, what's wrong with the Mishnah. Rab Shimon ha'imer kol ha'neres metalflam chutz min ha'ner ha'doilek b'shabes. Ha'kaponim Rashi says desanye la'el. Hoyel v'huktzele mitzvosoi l'shabes. There was one haktzah because it was miyachedit for ner Shabbos. Huktzele isuroi, and it was also huktze from shimush because it's an isra kibui. So memele. So these two haktzahs, then Rab Shimon holds muktze. But here we don't have these two haktzahs. So memele, then he doesn't hold muktze. Let us see Tosfos. Heiche de dochye b'yadayim isle. That was the shaila from the Gemara. Since he did a pu'ula, so my male could be done, he does hold mukzah. Afal gav de ner shekovo shori Rab Shimon, afal gav de dochye b'yadayim. We see that dochye b'yadayim is not enough. The hosam shiny, kiven shekvar posak dichi shalo. Ace is the tchiye ended already. The whole tchiye was that he was madlik the ner, so now it was kovo. Avol hocha lo oilom ein tchuyin kozman shemunachim sham. Kozman the zroimar ala karke, so it's dochi from shimush. Smail that is enough. Elo shemen shebener. So the Gemara says that Rab Shimon only asked shemen shebener. So Taisa says, lav dafke shebener. It doesn't mean the shemen that finds itself in the ner. The ner is the receptacle that has the wick and is burning. The hu asam mishum mechabe. That you don't need mukta. That is asam in a teira al mechabe. Kediyoma bepeg beis de beya mistapik mimeno chayiv mishum mechabe. Ela hametavtef miner. The Gemara means the shemen that drips out from the ner, b'shar shehu doylek, that shemen is also libe the Rab Shimon. Umishum de muktzele mitzvosoi, loy osar ner hadoylek letalto, kedefrishis leel, but that alone would not asar tiltel, because the tiltel is not a hafko of the mitzvah. That means, if I would want to carry the ner in Shabbos, I want another room to get lit up, so that's no stire to the haktzah of the mitzvah, because fakir, that is a hamshach of the mitzvah. That's a chelik of doinik Shabbos. The reason tiltel is also b'shah shehu doilek el kedama b'saif pilkin mishum david bosses ledava ha'osa. The ner alone is also b'tiltel because it's a bosses to the shalhev. Taimolari, if the Gemara wanted to differentiate when Rab Shimon does hold muktzah, when Rab Shimon doesn't hold muktzah, the mai nokat shemen shebener. Why did he say Rab Shimon only holds shemen shebener? Tvei havaleila minkit, ein muktzah la Rab Shimon, ela groigres vitzimukim, the domi tvei lechitim shezoron, the lois katzoi loy machmas mitzvah, the loy machmas issa. Forget, if the Gemara wanted to differentiate between one muktzah that Rab Shimon holds and another muktzah that he doesn't hold, so forget, the dimyon should have been groigris v'tzimukim, that we're going to have in the Seifa Omid. If a person put away groigris v'tzimukim, helon al resh gagoi, that they should get dried up, so there, it's muktzah. We'll see later, because they get spoiled, so he was Messiah Datoi from using them. So Lechayre, this is similar to Groigris Tzmukim. This he also put away. He had no intentions to use it. He wanted it should be Nizra, he wanted it should become an Afrech, and later he changed his mind. So the Gemara should have said, and we have to make a chilik between Groigris Tzmukim and Zroim and Bay. But why did the Gemara bring in that Rab Shimon only holds Muktzah Shemen Shebener? That's Bechlala, different type of Muktzah. In Chitim Shezoron, the Loy is Katzoi, Loy Machmas Mitzvah, Voloy Machmas Issa. The Lekalameim, the Sova Rab Yoichanin, the Rab Shimon. So that's why he said, that's the only muktzah. There's no muktzah that's similar to this. And the only muktzah that Rab Shimon asks is the muktzah of Shemin Shebener. So Taisus says that's not true. The Rebbe Kama Besamoch, the Islai la Rab Shimon muktzah begroigris v'tzimukim, or mistame loipolik, mistame, the Gemara doesn't, Rabbi Yechonim Mestam is not chaylik on Rabbi. So that's Taisus Kasha. Taisus blibes by attainment. The Taisus Harosh wants to for Taisus Kasha, and he says as follows: Shemin shebener domi lohutfe. This, if you want to be medame, the haktso, is shemin shebener is more doime to chitim shezoron than groigres etzmukim. Why? The huktso lidolek b'shabbos, the whole haktso was that it should burn up in Shabbos, that he should be unable to use it. That was the purpose of the Haktzah. V'chein chitim shezoron. Chitim shezoron is also the Haktzah was soifon liyois nishroshin, that they should become nishras, zaron kolo. It should also should be unusable. Ubeya shet ptachas atar negoilis, Seifa lahafriach, it's going to become an Ephraia. So memele fakert in the haktso. These three have one common denominator. He was makzit with an intent that it should never be used. Avol groigris utzmukin seifa liyais ruuyin lahachile. Fakert was only put away for a zman till it become roi lachila. So faker the gemore that was medame, these two muktzes, faker, these two are the same. These three were put away that they should theoretically never be used. Al kaponim, the gemore says, even though there's a tada shava, there's a common denominator, but this is huktzele mitzvose v'huktzele isuroi. There was a mitzvah that was preventing him from taking it back, from being chayzer. There was an issa that was preventing him from taking it back. So that's called akzo gemure. Masha'en kein chitim shezoron, that even though he had put them in a matzev with an intent never to use, but there was nothing holding him back from taking it away, so that's not called the haktzah gemura. That's the teretz of the Tosfos Arosh. Al koponim, the gemara said now that when does Rab Shimon hold mukze? If there are two factors which prevent him from using it now, huktzah lemitzvosei and huktzah lisurei. Frag de gemore velesley huktze le mitzvosoi. Rab Shimon doesn't hold that huktze le mitzvosoi is sufficient to make it a muktze. Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, sichecho kihilchoso. A person was mesache chasuke. The itron, he beautified it. Bekromim, ubesadinim hametsuyorim. Betolobo, these are different types of curtains and hangings. Betolobo egoizim, afraskim, shkeidim, verimoinim, vapachal eishal anovim, vatori shal shiboilin, yeno ishmonim, uslosoit, osal istapik mehem ad meitzoi yontef ha'achem. So he's not allowed to use them till meitzoi yontef ha'achem. Vim hisna alayim akeo lefitnoi. But if he made a tnai in ibeidl mimenu, so then the tnai helps. But al kaponim, without a tnai, there's a din haktso. So memele, we see that here the whole haktso, here there's only huktzele mitzvosoi. It's not huktzele isure. Let us see Rashi. Vasanyo, we learned in a baraisa sichecho lesuke, kromim bigdei tzevoinim, afraskim, these are peaches, yeine shmonim beklischuchis, ad meitzoi yontav ha'ache. V'hoche mukze lemitzveh ike. Here the whole akzo, the whole thing that's preventing him from taking it down, is only the akzo lemitzveh. The isa leke. There's no isa that's preventing him from taking it down. The im ishum stiras oyel. Either is an Isser, he's not allowed to take it down al stiras oyel. Kimota choyle shel moyed lishteri. So when it comes chalamoyed, so that Isser falls off. Kaponim, we see from Rashi and all the Rishonim that there's no Isser of Stiris Oil in Chalamoid. Mestomet, it's a Maisa Hedjit L'Tzor Chamoid, that Mestomet is the Heta. So Al Kaponim, so why in Chalamoid it's Mukze till Meitzoi Yontav Achim? In Chalamoid is also Mukze. Is kimoto chayler shamoid lishteri dum yedener shekove. So if lemaise, if you need to haktzoes in the minute, the haktzo, the hukza machmas isa falls off, it is not mukza anymore. So mevela, so bayim chalamoid, is it still osa? So you see, hukza lemitzvosa is sufficient. And the Kivedya says he doesn't know why Rashi has to say als the Chalamoid is no Issa Stire. I mean by these things a Goizim of Afraskim, it's Pachlal no Shaila of Stiris Oihel. So why is it also Kochach the whole Aktsa is only the Huktzel Mitzvah. So finish. So we see Al Kaponim that is a din haktso, even though there's only one factor that's holding him back for using it. The haktso le mitzvah. That alone is sufficient. So the Gemara asks him, "May the Rab Shimon he?" So who says that this barais is going according to Rab Shimon? Maybe according to Rab Shimon, there's no such inyan of haktso le mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, it goes according to Rab Shimon. The Tani Rab Chiya Bar Yosef Kami de Rab Yechanan Ein Neutlen Eitzim Min Hasuke B'Yontif. One is not permitted to take Eitzim from Hasuke and Yontif. Elo Min Hasamuchlo. That means here we're speaking about the Schach. One is not permitted to take Eitzim Min Hasuke. Elo Min Hasamuchlo, only if one has bundles that is not covering the sukkah, it's only on the near the tfaneh, so that bechlal is not mukta. There's no iser of stira soil. And neitel meitzim na sukkah biyontav ala min asomach lo. Ve Rab Shimon mater. Rab Shimon is mater if the schach fell down in yontav, and the yontav that we are speaking about is not the yontav of sukkahs, we're speaking about the yontav of Pesach, Shavuos, that a person had a sukkah, and the Gemara says in Beye, it was a sukeru, it was Aymed Lipoil, and it fell in Yontif. So the Tanakama holds that ain't no itlamaitzim in a suke beyontif, even though it fell. And there's no iser of stiris oil, but kim diskatsoi ben ashimoshis iskatsoi lakula yaymeh. And Rab Shimon holds that odom yeshiva mitzapet. Since it was a suki ruwe, and there was a possibility it might fall, so therefore it was not Messiah das from the Eitzim. So that is davke a suki, not a suki sachak, not a suki shall sukis, shall yontav sukis. It's speaking about a suki in Pesach or Shavuos. So there Rab Shimon is matter. Vishovin, but Rab Shimon agrees to the Tanakame, besuki sachak bechak, shehi asure. Sukkah Sachag, if it fell down in Yontif, it was a Sukkah Ru'eh, on Chalamoid. So here, the Schach is also because it was hooked to the mitzvah. V'imisna la'akel lefitznoi. So Al Koponim, we see here that Rab Shimon holds is such an inyan of hooked to the mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Vamimai the Rab Shimon he the Meisiv Naloch Mina. You're asking a kasha from this Baraisis. The Moses says, "Cause I bring a different Baraisis." The Tani Rab Chiya Neitla Meitzim bePesach vaAtzeres Misuka Asuya Letzel. A person made a sukkah with an intent for shade. Vafilu Noflu Mishum Mukze. This Katzoi Machmastiras Oil Beyontif. That's according to the Tanakhame. Even though it was a sukirua. Elo mina samach loim samach avilois eitzim eitzel doifna leke isa mukta. Di daite ilavi meyesa la mishkalina la mocha. That he had in zinin to take from these chavilas. Loisosa bu oyela. Mahdeta nira priya bayoise vava mozilla suve bereish. So Rashi has twice as the Gemara Peska Kasha from one bereish, which is speaking about Noisuk. Then the Gemara asks, how do you know that goes according to Rab Shimon? Till the Gemara brings a second bereish, bring right away the second bereish. Alo nechle lo suve me masnise de rabriya barabayshiye. The first baraisa was more accepted. This one through the yeshivas of Rabbi and Rabbi Shia. So that's why he bought the first baraisa. Rab Shimon Matirim Naflo, if it fell down in Yontif, Pesach or Atzeres, the Leslei Mukze, Vacha Machlin Mekmina Lovem Meseches Beyer. Veshoven Besukes Hachag Bechag, Sheukze Lemitzvosa. Here, this was hukze, even if it fell down, hukze le mitzvosa kol shive. The mitzvah is all 7 days of sukkah, so now that it fell down, he says, no, I'll use it for myself. No, I can't use it for himself. When this was put up, it was hukze for atzei sukkah, so he has to go and put it back on. Alme kol shas mitzvosa noyeg mukze shalo. That calls man the mitzvah is noyig, so there is a haktzah. Va'afal gav the leka isel stira. Here there's no isel stira. It fell down. There's no isel stira anymore. Afal piken is not allowed to use it because of the huktzah l'mitzvosa. That's the only thing that's holding him back. So memelas are the gemaras asking Akasha, so why did you say ein muktzah l'Rab Shimon elo? So the Gemara says, no, Elo ke'ein shemin shebener, b'shah shehu doylik, hoyil v'huktzel mitzvosoi, huktzeli isurei. So what's pshat in the Teret? So Rashi says as follows, ke'ein shemin kamina, v'loi mishum isa, I don't mean that the din haktzah is because of the iser kibui, ela mishum mitzvah. I only mean haktzah of mitzvah take. The hoyel the hukze le mitzvosay de Shabbos, since it was hukze le mitzvosay de Shabbos, hukze lechol zman isuray, vahaynu de leikase. This is the chaydesh aviv's gilse. That means it was hukze for the mitzvah calls man it is burning. So isurai is not a sibe, not because there's an iser kibui, that's the reason of the haktzo. No, he's telling us that the haktzo le mitzvah is calls man isurai vahainud leikosi, calls man it's burning. So the shemin was hukze for the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. V'lo yaisa. The aim mitzvosai elo bishas leikose. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only when it's burning. Umishekove ain by mitzvah. So the mitzvah is mukbul. Kozman it is burning. There's a mitzvah after when it leshes ois. There's no more mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be madliket again in Shabbos. So memele. So therefore the shemen hametavtef is only yosa kozman. The mitzvah is in existence. Avo besukes achag. Mitzvosa kol shiva. There the mitzvah is for the whole 7 days. Vaktsosa kolzman mitzvosa. That's how Rashi learns. So Rashi learns be'emeson, Rabbi Shimon only holds of huktzala mitzvosa. Huktzala isurai means it's huktzala mitzvosa kolzman isurai v'hainuz bleikosai. The Ritva wants to say that the Gemara means to say that Rabbi Shimon holds two aktsos. Hukze le mitzvosai is one haktzah, and there's another haktzah, hukze le isurai. The Sfas Emes explains what's the case of hukze le isurai. Let's say someone was madlik a ner a few days before Shabbos, and it's a very big ner, and it's going to burn in Shabbos also. But there, the hadlokeh was not le tzairich mitzvah Shabbos, so there's no hukze le mitzvosai. But there is a haktzah le'isurai. So therefore, being metaftif, shemen from that ner, will be yosa, because man, the ner is burning. Or the ner was nidlak in amokim, where b'chlal he doesn't use, so there's no einik Shabbos. Al koponim, so the Gemara means, Hukze oile mitzvosoi, oile yisuroi. But if you don't have these factors, so even though he had an intent not to use it, that does not make it einay min hamucham. It is still considered min hamucham. That is what, according to Rav Shim. Let us see Taisvis. Ad meitzoi yontev ha'achren shel chag. Hiksha Rabbeinu tam. Be yontev ha'achren, the yontev ha'achren loy osar elo mitam migudis katzoi bein ha'shmoshes, machmas yem she'ova. Yontev ha'achren, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, so the sukkah is also, or the Noisuk is also, till Meitzoi Shmini Atzeres. Now why is it also a whole Shmini Atzeres? Because the Bein HaShmoshes of, the Bein HaShmoshes of Shmini Atzeres, if it's Ramilei Asude, so he's Mechuyev, to eat in the sukkah, so Memele, there's a Haktzor, and that's man. Even though it's a k'tzor machmas yoyim she'ova, it's a k'tzor because I'm a chuyif to eat in the sukkah, because maybe it's still heshana rab. But al kaponim, we learned before why this doesn't fall into the category of a muktzah machmas yoyim she'ova. But al kaponim, the whole k'tzor is that since when it's bein hashmoshes, I'm still a chuyif to eat in the sukkah, because maybe it's still heshana rab. So, since it was Muktzeh Bein HaShemoshes, it's Katzoy L'Kulu Yoyme. For Rab Shimin Shori Moiser HaShemen Shebeneer, Avo Gavdu Huktzeh Bein HaShemoshes L'Mitzvoseh Mishim Yoyim Habo, the Moiser HaShemen Shebeneer, when he was Madlik, the Ner, before Bein HaShemoshes, so therefore Keter was Huktzeh L'Mitzvoseh Machmas Yoyim Habo, and he was Madlik it for Shabbos. Aval pikeins, even though the whole bein hashmoshes was huktzala mitzvosai, aval pikein when it burns out, Rab Shimon does not say kiven this katzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi lekula yoimen. So why by the noy suke, which there the haktzor bein hashmoshes was only haktzor machmas yoim shavar, and that should ask a whole yontif. This halacha also listabim ad meitzoy yontav achrim. These last four words ad meitzoy yontav achrim. This already is not. This tana does not hold the Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon hold the book on ad veloy ad bechlal mistomen. According to Rab Shimon, till yontav achrim will be yosa. So there was a girse, not like our girse. So by us it says, Elo min ha-samach lo, that he's permitted to take from the eitzim in the chavila that is samach to the sukkah. And Taisus had a girse, V'loi min ha-samach lo, b'perik ha-mevi kadiyayin, goes by Mishnah, Elo min ha-samach lo, u'porich b'gmore v'kososa reiho lo. The Gemara learned then that samach lo means the chavilas which were on top of the schach. Mishani maimin asamach lo samach lo tfonis. Vahashdi goris bebrais adocha elamin asamach lo hava besamach lo tfonis. And I was speaking about the chavilais which are near the walls. Vigoris veloi min asamach lo mayri b'mesh ala schach. Tatayim mishum desosay holo kidom mahosam. Vihisne akir lefi tnoi. Bereisha mevi porcha lo vakasosa ay holo. So how could he make a tnai, which is speaking about sukkah in Pesach or atzeres, mokilo besukkah nefule b'ru'u ademei esmel daite yalo. It fell down in Yontif, and according to Rab Shimon, was daite yalo. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmu. Ein mukze la Rab Shimon elo groigres v'tzimukim bolvat. The whole mukze of Rab Shimon is groigres v'tzimukim. Let us see Rashi. Elo groigres v'tzimukim, groigres ta'enim, shemala ligag liyavsho. He brought them up to dry up. Now they were edible. But he brought them up to dry up. Umishen ishtau shoma'at, when they remained there a little while, ein ru'uyin la'achila ad sheyitz yafshu. He says, this drying out process This lemaisa makes it unedible. V'chein smukim da'anovim. It's also the same thing. Let us see Tosfos. Ela begregris utzimukim, v'yirshalmi meforish samasrichim beimtayim. Eskimin shemiskaltlim kol kach, ein daitoi lekachtom ad sheyisaknu heite. So Mela, when he puts it up right before Shabbos, he has no intentions of using it Shabbos because it's going to become unedible. So he was Messiah that. So that's what Rav Yudah Meshmul says, a muktzel Rav Shimon alo groigris v'tzemukim bovat. Umidi achin iloi davki groigris v'tzemukim, which are masriach and they become unedible. Vasanyi, we learned in Abarai, so ya oichel b'teinim, a person was in the midst of eating teinim, v'hoiser, and he had left over teinim, so he decided, v'hem on the ga, glasses mem groigris. Ba'anovim, he was in the midst of eating anovim v'hoise, v'hel on legag, lasis mem tzmukim. Shteit lo yoichal ad sheyazmin. That he's not permitted to eat anymore till he be mazminit before yontif. So, they says this is muktzeh. V'cheinata oimer ba'afraskim v'chavushim uv'shar kol mine peiris. But this is lav davke by groigris et simukim. Afraskim, chavushim, mishalkim in the peiris is also the same thing. Now let us see Rashi. We'll see what the kash is. Hoy oichol b'tainim, revus hashminim. Af al pi, tahava oichol v'ozl, even though it was the midst of eating them. So l'choyre, he had an intent to eat them. Obo mikivin daskinu, the minute the rest he brought up on the gag, asech daite va'akzon. The rest finished, he has no intentions of eating it on Shabbos. Chavushim quince. V'chein ato'imer, so what's the kasha? V'afo gav dahani chozi kol shaito. These peiris are not like groigris and tzemukim. That means even though they're in the process of drying out, they're still goy lachila. V'afilu nishtau loy niskalkulu. That alone that he put it up on the roof, so he wants it to dry. So the intent alone makes it einim in amuchan. Even though the zicher a possibility that he still might come and want to use it, but the valley was akzino. This lechayr is daimet chitin shezoron. That means he had put it away for a different purpose, but there are no factors which are holding him back to change his mind. Vaval Pika, and this is called the Hesach Hadas. Money. So who is this going according? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda. If it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not necessary. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mukta filu. He himself did not do a pula to be matched from Shimush. You have to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is muktzeh, and that he did a pula, it's poshet, it's a kal v'chaymeh from the other cases that Rabbi Yehuda holds as muktzeh. El elav Rab Shimoni. So kocher it's going according to Rab Shimon, who does hold muktzeh, and according to Rab Shimon, it's only muktzeh, and here we see it as muktzeh, afilu, it is not, it's afilu not kreigris, it's mukim. And you said, that according to Rab Shimon, it's only muktzah by groigris or tzmukim. So the Gemara says, lo'ilam Rab Yehuda. Now really, it's going according to Rab Yehuda. So why does it tell us, dach yabi yadayim? Ba'oichol etztrichelei. I would think that since he was in the midst of eating this peiris, zal kedaitach aminekimen de ka'ochol va'ozil, lo'ili boi hazmona, that this should be better. That the achila alone is already a hazmona on all these peiris. He put it up. But see, there's an interest in eating these peiris. Kamash malon, kimen dehelon legag asuchi asche ledaite minayu, according to Rabbi Yehud. Look, Rashi, he named Rabbi Yehud the lomeli hanach the noket the tchina biyadayim. It's also boy has money. which is less than the Tchina B'yodayim. What does he Tosfos? V'chein ha'toyma b'afraskim, af al pi she'ein miskalklim kol kach, makza oiso midaitoy. Tmor heichet leidach yibidayim isleim mukze. Rabbi Yudah holds that all on dichu b'yodayim, kod esnan b'perik mefanim v'lo yeso oitzer, something that was put away lo'itzer is also not called mezumen. Snanami beperk bas, Rabbi Yudaimer im loihoiso nevela me'erev Shabbos asure. The behemoth died in Shabbos, even though it was sick erev Shabbos. It's not muchan leklovim. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds mukza afilu loidach ye b'yadayim. So the Gemara says, v'oichel etzrichalei, midenokat, oichel b'mukze, didach ye b'yadayim, nire, the ozel va'ochel shori el Rav Yehuda b'mukze the loydach ye b'yadayim kigoyin gabe yoytze. So what is the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara says he chapton dach ye b'yadayim to tell me that counteracts the hoya oichel mi'ikore. So we see that oichel mi'ikore be'etzem has achshivis of hazmone. So what counteracts this hazmone, the dachya b'yadayim? So Taisva says, so if you'll have a mukze, which is not dachya b'yadayim, something like an oitzer, and before it was oichel, so then that oitzer, that would be considered like a hazmone, and that oitzer would not be, that would be called minamucha. Boi minei Rab Shimon bar Rebbe mi Rebbe. Patzeilei Tamro l'Rabbi Shimon Mahu. According to Rabbi Shimon, what will the halacha be by Patzeilei Tamro? So Rashi says, Tmorim hanilkotim koidem bishulom. A person was malakit tmorim, v'koinsim, but they're not ripe yet, v'koinsim oisom besalim, she oisim milulovim. V'hein misbashlois me'aleyem. Ma'u lecho mehem koidem bishulom. Is he permitted to eat them before they get ripe? Mi moide bem demuktsesem ki groigres v'tzimukim oiloi. That means like this. From that he put them into the salim, so we see he has no intent of eating them when they're not ripe yet. So he put them into a salim that they should get ripe. So is that considered like a dachya b'yadayim? That was the shayla. Patzilei tamro l'Rab Shimon ma'u. Omalei, so Rebbe answered him, ein mukze l'Rab Shimon, elo groigres v'tzimukin b'lvat. The only mukze to Rab Shimon is only groigres v'tzimukin. Sagt Rashi, elo b'groigres v'tzimukin, de'ike tamti. There are two things. The dachinu b'yadayim, taki he put them away, that he's not going to use them, v'loichozu, but that alone, he by being mal of them legag, he made it into a matzav that now it's not edible. So even though later he changed his mind and he wants to take it down in the stulchozi, that mukze Rab Shimon holds. Because there was dachya b'yadayim v'loichozu, abostamuzay dachya b'yadayim v'chozu, That's garnished. Fragt die Gemara, der Rabbi lässt lei Mukze. So the Gemara says, Rabbi doesn't hold the din of Mukze. So the Shaila is, where did the Gemara gather this from? So let us see Rashi. Der Rabbi lässt lei Mukze. Der Kasal kedaitoch, mi de boi minei alibe der Rab Shimon. Why did Rab Shimon be Rabbi ask from Rabbi according to Rab Shimon? We don't pass can like Rab Shimon, so what's fragt according to Rab Shimon? Alma, abishmielei me'avud, ach Rabbi Shimon svirelei. So mistame, he heard that Rabbi holds like Rab Shimon. So if Rabbi holds like Rab Shimon, so mameh, that's a yes, and so what'll be the din by Batzilei Tam? Fragt the Gemore, does Rabbi leslei mukza, Rabbi taka holds like Rab Shimon? Was nan, we learned in the Mishneh, ein mashkin v'shoichtim es hamid borye. Aval mashkin v'shoichtem es habayoseis. Here, this Mishnah is speaking about Yontif, and there are two types of behemoths. There are behemoths midborios. Midborios means that they were not benimtso by the Bailam. They were sent away to be fattened up. So mamele, if they'll pop in Yontif, so it's einim in amuchan. Ein mashkin, the hashko was, let's see what Rashi says, Mashkin derech lahashkes behem lefnei shchita shetei noiche lahavshit. So it'll be easier to skin it. So Memelos of the mission says as follows. Ein mashkin v'sheichten es ha-midboriyis. Because the midboriyis are eina min amucha. Aval mashkin v'sheichten es ha-bayoseis. Because the behemoths which were around, so these are oimed lishochet in yontiv. So Memelos, this is min amucha. That is the mission. Visanya, we learned in Abarais as follows. Eilu hein midboriyos, which falls into the category of midboriyos, kol sheyoytseis bepesach, they're sent out Pesach time, v'nichnoseis berevia. They come back ma'cheshven. It seems used to be out the whole time. So if they're gonna pop in shvuas time, so they were unexpected. So memela, these are called midboriyos, and these are eina min amuchan. Bayosis, which fall into the category of bayosis, which are min amuchan. Kol sheyoytzeis veroyeis chutz l'tchum abois volonis b'seichatchum. That the whole time they're around. So memela, these are eimed lishach. Rebbe yoymer, eilu ve'eilu bayosis. Not those that go away Pesach and come back Macheshvin are also bayosis. Ve'elu hein midboriyis kol shereis be'eifa ve'en nichnosis li yishev loy b'moisach hama v'loy b'moisach sham. These are called midboriyis. But al kol ponim, we see that Rebbe disagrees with the Chachomim, what falls into the category of midboriyis. But al kaponim, we see that there is a mukta of midboriyos. And the Gemara and the Havamina held that this does not stim according to Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon you need dafke dachye b'yadayim v'loy chozilei l'chayre midboriyos. Afilu will say it's a b'china of dachye b'yadayim. He sent them out, but it's chozilei. So a kolchoch, Rabbi does not hold like Rab Shimon. So though from the shaila of Rab Shimon b'Rabbi to Rabbi, she yes them according to Rab Shimon, but besides gives he does hold like Rab Shimon. That is the problem. And with the Gemara on this kasha three terutzim, iboy yisaima hani nami ke groigres utzmukim dami. That these are similar to groigres utzmukim. So let us see Rashi. Hamidboriyos, abreisos. I think those are andreisen. The revir b'machesven. The elo midboriyos kol shereis beifa. V'hani mi yasiri. Aval kaponim, these are us according to Rabbi. Alme islay muksi doesn't look like Rabbi Shimon. Iboy yiseime hani midboriyos nami ke groigres domi. These are similar to groigres. The dechino biyodayim. That's number one. But we need something else. We need something else to make it mukze. That it's ad chazile. So here it says, v'yesh teirach leilech lohaviyam. He sent them out, and it's a big tirche to go and schlep them back. That's also called leichazile. That means they were sent out, and the tirche makes it also leichazile lochlam, because who's going to schlep sich to get them? So mameila, so this is equivalent to Groigris Utsmukim. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Hani nami ke Groigris Utsmukim dam. The boy is aime le dvorov the Rab Shimon kom alei the lei loy svirale. The whole assumption that we had before, since he asked the kasha according to Rab Shimon, and he answered, so we thought, Mestami holds like Rab Shimon. So let's see Rashi. The boy is aime ahuda patsili tamre le dvorov the Rab Shimon kom alei. He's saying it alibi the Rab Shimon. Ula Rabbi loy svirla. Yes, the Mashiach according to Rab Shimon. So he answered him. That he bechlal doesn't hold of mukta. And according to Rabbi, afilu mitboriyos is also chozi l'shchita. No, ledivreim de rabbonon komolu, he's signing under rabbonon. What that means as follows. Lidi di lesli mukta klal, according to me, afahol mitboriyos is also chozi l'shchita. It's also minamucha. Lidi tchu, according to you, you say that this is called Midboriyos. This is not called Midboriyos. That's the taina that Rab Shimon has. That this is the taina that Rabbi has on the Chacham. Verabonon amru lei, loy Midboriyos nino. That is the Shakla Vitaya. Such the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omru Halache ke Rab Shimon. The Rabbi Yochanan said, Omru, who's the Omru Bnei Yeshiva? The Bnei Yeshiva said, Halache ke Rab Shimon. So the Gemara now was under the assumption that Rabbi Yochanan says Omru Halacha Kerab Shimon, and he also agrees with it. He agrees that Halacha Kerab Shimon. Mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan say then that Halacha Kerab Shimon, Baboi Mine Yahu Sava Kruya, Baomri La Sruya. The Shaila is if he came from the Stadt Kruya or the Stadt Sruya. It's very interesting. That's me the Mefarshim say the Gemara would never mention a name of someone who is not bekoyach to make Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Gemara went all the way out to say where he came from, but that's it. It's a Mustaf Sezugin Sova Kruya. Say, Yanko, whoever it was. Adosha Ben Zugin, to mention a name in the Gemara, if he's not droy to make Tchiyas HaMeisim, he's not mentioned. Oh, but we have to follow to say who this person was. So that the Gemara was matriach to the Tutzot, the Midi came from Kruya, or Midi came from Sruya, and he was a Sava, but that's it. Bekitza, so he has the Shaila me Rabbi Yochanan, Kino shall town the Goyles, ma little Tulei b'Shabbos. Is one permitted to be metaltal a Kino shall town the Goyles? O Malay, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Klum osui, elo l'tal negoyla. It's only osui for tal negoyla. What is Rashi? Sruya, kruya, alshem mekayma. Klum osui l'shum tashmish, elo l'tal negoyla. It's only oimed for tal negoyla. Hilkach avolai melachta le'iser, va'osa. Alma islay mukta. So that's me according to Rashi. The pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Taisvis and Daf Lamed Vov said there was a machloikis Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda by a chatzaitzres. The chatzaitzres is mutter le talta le tzairich gufay le tzairich mekayim. A chatzaitzres is a kli shemalachta le isa. So all kelim shemalachtam le isa is mutter le tzairich gufay le tzairich mekayim. But Taisa says that is Afka Klisha Malachta Le'isa, that it is other Tashmishim also. That means a Shofar could be used to shep water. So Memele, so that Keli is Mutal Tzech Gufay Tzech Mekayme. Achat Tzaitzrech, which the only Shimush is only Yisa, you can't do anything else with it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also Afil Tzech Gufay Tzech Mekayme. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon does not hold this Tiktaya. It was Geit Meron. It's a keli, so it's a mutal tzeich gufil tzeich mekayme. So that's me according to Rashi, the shaila was this kine that's only meyuchid for tana goyla. It's not meyuchid for anything else. Mal etil tulei b'shabes. So is it like a chatzaitzres? And what's it in? I mean, it's equivalent to a chatzaitzres. It's only, that's the only shimush, it's like a chatzaitris. Hilke chavle malachta le'isa ve'osa. Alme islay mukse. So weiss doch euch, that Rabbi Yochanan does not pasken like Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, a chatzaitris is also mutter le'tzer guvi le'tzer mekaybe, even though it's only miyuchet for melechas isa. So why did he say that it's also? So weiss doch euch, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And before we heard, Omar Rabbi Baba Chon and Rabbi Yechanan, Omru Aloche Ki Rabbi Shim. That's the problem. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstand the Shaila. Akina alone, Akina Shetan Legoylis, that what it's only Miyuchit. It's only Miyuchit for a Tan Legoylis, so that he would hold that it's Mutter. Because he paskin taka like Rab Shimon. Achat says, it's also mutal tzerech guvi tzerech mekoyim. Hoche b'may askinen de ispey afroyach meis. That afroyach died in it. So memele, so let's see Rashi. De ispey afroyach meis. De loichozi lemeichel. Afroyach meis is mukta eitzim babonim. He can't eat it. Uleklovim nami leichos. Ah, al gav, the Omar Rab Shimon machatchem es anavela lifnei aklovim. Hani mili misukenes. When did Rab Shimon hold that's also called muchen leklovim? That davke by a misukenes. Avol brie. But if you had a healthy afroyach erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden in Shabbos it got a heart attack, like, lahav daite me esme leklovim. Whatever was muchen leklovim, he had an intent to give it to klovim. He thought it would have ariches yomim, and he would eat it for Shabbos one of these days. V'hai afroyach shemeis b'Shabbos, nami lehave daite me esme leklovim. So it was not daite. So memele. So what's the shaila? So the shaila, as we'll see in Taisvis, the shaila was as follows. So the froyach is ich mukze. The shaila is, does it become a bosses? Does it have a din of shochach? That's what the untimely death of the froyach in the kine gives it a din of shochach. So it's not so it doesn't become a bosses. So nir would be mutter. Or maybe no, since it's osi, since a kine is miyuchet for a froychem, so Memela doesn't have a din of shochach, it has a din of hiniach, and it becomes a bosses. That we'll see more or less in Tosfos, what the shaila was. So that was the shaila. So he holds like Rab Shimon, that be'emesin is a kina alone, is ichanat mukta. But the shaila was, this kina become a bosses to the afroyach shemes. This be afroyach meis. So the Gemara says it's also not so poshut that an afroich is mukze, a dead afroich is mukze. Honicha lemar barameim mishmei derove, the omamoy dohoye Rab Shimon bebalei chaim shemeisu shasurim. This svara that Rashi had brought down, that the whole Rab Shimon is only meikel by a misukenes, there was oimid lomis in Shabbos, there was a potential that might die in Shabbos. Who said this then? This is Mar Barameimah said this. Moida hoye Rab Shimon bebalei chayim shemeisu agizunta balei chay. That all of a sudden he had an untimely death. In Rab Shimon hol shasurim. Very good. So then good. So then you said pshat in Rab Yosef. El olemar bereid Rab Yosef mishmei derov. Domachol lekoye Rab Shimon afilu bebalei chayim shemeisu shein mutorim. He says, Rab Shimon holds all Balei Chaim, even though it was strong as an ox, Erev Shabbos. And in Shabbos it had an untimely death, al-koponim, it's still called Muchen Leklovim. So Memele, so that is also not a Mukze. Ma'ika Lemeima, so Memele, so now let's go back, so what's the Shaila? If there's a Freyach Shemeis, a Freyach is not Mukze, you can pick it up and give it to the Klov. So the Gemara falls off on that terror. No, that's not a good terror. So the Gemara, hoche b'mayis kinen, b'de is b'beye. speaking about that a beya was laid in Shabbos in this kines, so mamela, so it's a mukta, and it's osi for that, so it's a bosses to the beya, and the beya is mukta al tznoilet. The Gemara held that noilet, Rav Shimon is also moide that it's mukta, so mamela, so since the beya is mukta, the kines are bosses, so mamela, so that's why the kines osi. That was pshat in Rav Yochanan's head. Frag the Gemara, that's also not sure. But Omar Rav Nachman, man the islay mukze, islay noilet. The one who holds of mukze, holds of noilet. The less lay mukze, Rav Shimon who doesn't hold of mukze, less lay noilet. So Mamela, if there's a bay that was nailed on the skin, the bay is also not mukze, according to Rav Shimon. So Mamela Vaita, what's the shaila? And for the Gemara, is bay, baya sefroya. No, there was a beya in the skine that it was in the process of there was an embryo of a chicken inside the beya, and we'll see a beya safroyach is mukze, it's not chozil achila. So mehle that was the shaila. Does the kine become a bosses to this beya safroyach? Let us see Rashi. Hanichel amar doma moidoye Rav Shimon. Daf agav doma machatchen anaveilu lefnei haklovim. Hani mili bimisukenes. Didate yolei meyesmei leklovim. So then it's very good. So we'll say that this afroyach is speaking about was a misukenes. Ava moidu babalachayim kloime bibriyim shemeisu shasurim. Shapa kataratsto del Rav Shimon gufei lechozi leklov. But like this, but according to the man Yomar Mar Barei de Rav Yosef, that holds us a by Briyim. It's also not mukta meikol meim ochozi leklov. This beideya shenil da yoim, moi de Rav Shimon benoilet. Frag the Gemara vama Rav Nachman bishmaite kamaise de beye that what a man de islay mukta islay noilet and leslay mukta leslay noilet. There is bei beis afroyach, so memele, this is mukta. Vekelev loy ochilo, ayat rashi gahal, tabosostus vaitachosi lekelev, bishum klipe, because of the shells. Frektach taisve, sakta taisi shishonim, kosher, tefshelo hoser aklipe viechlenu akolev. If the whole problem is the shells, a slice of akponim shells are worse than bones. Bones must not taste good. The shells are tasteless. Aval kabon effect taste is yishonim. The hevshel ahosel aklipa biyechlenu akelop. So svaita chozi lekelop. Zog toisvis. Hoche b'may askinen de ispei efroyach meis. Perish harav Rav Yosef. The Gemara said, that the kine, it's a shail of a bosses, it's a bosses because there was a froyach meis. So there's a very pertinent question, why does the froyach have to be a meis? Let the froyach be alive, and it'll also be a bosses. Because a froyach high is also mukta. Perish harav Rav Yosef, d'loi nokat a froyach high, Mishum the chai chozi l'shasek boitinik sheboiche. If you have a small child that is crying, so you'll take a small afroyach and that takes his mind away from the crying and quiets him up. So that's called. So it's not mukze. So hotach epes hashimush. The whole sugi of the Besaiskiv is Nafroichim are mukze. According to the Rabbi Yosef, Afroichim are not mukze. The Chozi l'shasik baitinik. The Taisus Rosh wants to say that Rabbi Yosef held, uh, The Ritva, I'm sorry. The Ritva wants to say that the Rabbi Yosef held that they're speaking about Afroichim Gdoilim. There, that won't help for Tinnik. Only, the only thing that'll attract him or distract him from his crying is a small Afroich. A big Afroich doesn't interest him anymore. So male there speaking about big Afroichim, and Rabbi Yosef was only speaking about small Afroichim. So it's a bit of modness, let's speak about big Afroichim. The modness is a small Afroichim, if it's that, it's mukta. Void im mechaim shori. If mechaim shori, amai koma besomuch. The moide Rab Shimon bebalei chaim shemeishul shasurim. L'chaira, why should it be yosef? If Kozman was alive, he never was masiach das from it. It's oimid l'shasik b'yasati naikis. So when it dies, so l'chaira, there was no hesach hadas. It was always oimid, manushach. B'chaim, it's good for this, and lachem, he said, it's good for klovim. Elovadai balei chayim muktzimei. Kigroigris v'tzimukim. Balei chayim have no shimush. Umakza oisom gami klovim. That means not for himself, and not for klovim. We'll never give a balchay to a kelev. Leidomi lebosel tofu shamuta l'Rab Shimon with a raw piece of meat. With the possible pek mafanim al Rav Huna de Shori for Talmud the Rav Ava v'Rav Kabi Yudas Svirelei. So how could he hold bosel tofu as muta? Ava l'Rab Shimon mashma de Shori mishum de makatzei miklovim k'may balichayim. Bosel tofu will give a raw piece of meat. He'll give to a keller, but a live animal he won't give to a keller. So memelos so it's mamish like groigris it's mukim. It has no shimush whatsoever. Bahodaloi boy befroya chayi mutala taltala kine mishum de efshela hafrichoi. So there wouldn't be any shaila. So what's the shaila? You could solve the shaila very easily. You'll blow it off. You'll make it go off. So mamela, so that's why it's not negeya the shaila. So it's no shaila if it's now a busis. So the shaila is only by a dead one. By a dead one, it won't go off by itself. Now the shaila is it a buses and near will be yosur? It's not a buses and near will be mutter. The is bay bayah. It has a bayah. And the Gemara wanted to say, a bayah is noilad, and noilad is also according to Rab Shimon. That was Avim in the Gemara. The Osa Mishum Neulat. So, Chiyon, Taktaisus, the Rabbi Yechon, and Gufim, before his time with the Beye, Mishum Mashkim Shezovu. He asked the Beye, not as Neulat, as Mashkim Shezovu. It's Doime Le Mashkim Shezovu. Just like they asked Mashkim Shezovu, in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Gzeira Duma Osa Lischoi, so they were Medame Abeye to Mashkim Shezovu. Be'efshel the mishum hochi lehavi osa Rab Shimon litaltalo elo lachilo may could be of the time of mashkim shezovu. That's part of the kasha. It's achiyun. If the iser results noilad, so noilad is a mukze. Noilad is ainay min amuchen. So my male, the Gemara, the Habamina held that Afila Rab Shimon held Noila. Before the Gemara says that Rab Nachman said, Man Islay Mukse Islay Noila. But Taisva says, Rabbi Yochanan Bechlau doesn't hold that Abayish and Noilda Bishabad is Osar Alt Noila. It's only Osar Alt Mashkim Shezovu. So it's only Osar, so that just like they asked to drink mashkin shezavu gzeira shemayov ilischoi, so they asked to eat abeya shenolda. V'efshe de mishim hochi lahava osa Rab Shimon letaltalo elo lachila. So what's the Gemara? So what's the Gemara's teres? Is the Gemara said there's abeya? So what? Abeya according to Rabbi Yochanan is not osa betulto. This bebeya safroyach. Nire l'ri, the also l'Rab Shimon, mishum de kivin de ispei afroyach, havi k'may groigris v'tzimukim. This is like Roigris Vitzimukim. He says an Afroyach is not the way Rashi said out the Klippah. No, Afroyach is it's not Roig for anything. It's because he says Poshet it's Oymed, it's not Oymed Lachilas, it's not Oymed Lachilas Klovim, it's Oymed Lachilas Odom. And the Bereh to hatch yet. So now it's like Roigris Vitzimukim. He says it's Oymed to become Roy Lachila. In the present time, it's not Roy Lachila. So Memele, that's why it's also a fellow according to Rab Shimon. So the Gemara Klauda Shaila Lesova Kiruya. So what was the Sofakir? So that's why it's Muksa. Boilei the Gemara Klauda Shaila Lesova Kiruya. Ishori Litiltulei Al Yedei Sheye. So the, what was the Shaila? So this is Zicha Muksa. The Shaila was, Ishori Litiltulei Yedei Sheye Naya Misham Abeye. Is it permitted to be metalto the kine aistis through near? What is the shaila? Ichoshiv kemoi meiniach oike shochach. Does it have a din of meiniach oike shochach? Aistis lemaise, the beye came onto the kine, not al yedei maisov, came out al yedei maise, the town of Goylus. So now it's there. Does this have a din of meiniach oike shochach? It is only osi for town of Goylim. So this is a din of meiniach and it is osi.